This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. Brian, a lot of red on the screen for the grains. What are we looking at so far today?
Yeah, it goes beyond the grains market. It goes into the equities in the stock market. It goes into the energy complex. Just a lot of risk off here on commodities, and then it overflows into the livestock as well. The only green I have on the screen is a good upturn in milk prices today. But let's look over at corn first, down 3 to 4 cents in that area there. Kind of what I'm going to call, again, a miss. Now, what does that mean? That means the market had a good push higher late last week. Wheat prices really had a surge. Corn kind of clawed up, and then it kind of tipped over. And it just very kind of non-committal. Farmers are selling old crop. That's an issue because of the amount of corn. I think that was unpriced. And then the big picture, and you step back a little bit, you can kind of look at the Safrinha corn and say, well, there's some dry stuff starting to develop, and their critical weather is yet ahead, which is true. But at the same time, if you look at the drought monitor map here in the U.S. market, really got a lot smaller. And now some of the farmers that, you know, have been pretty dry are now kind of chased out of the field for a bit. So it's just really hard to find that dry weather angle this week on corn.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn down 1.5 at 437.75. May soybeans down 16.75 at 11.44 even. May soybean meal down $1.80 at 346.50. May soybean oil down $1.44 at 42.25. On the Merck, June live cattle down $2.12 at 175.02. May feeder cattle down $2.70 at 245.32. May lean hogs down 32 cents at 93.70. May pork cutout down 5 cents at 103.12. Class 3 milk is up 28 cents at 18.36.